KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. My name is Harry Blum and the weather today is gorgeous. And I want to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Welcome. This is our, oh my goodness, the shows are just rapidly going by.
48.
Yes, 48. Whoa. And today's show.
And you get younger and younger. More. I don't understand.
It's just being with you, dear. Yay.
Thank you, darling.
This show is entitled Forgiveness.
Two,
but we had to add a two, yeah, because back in the dim and distant past, about show seven was also entitled Forgiveness. There is never going to be an end to forgiveness. It's always necessary, actually, moment by moment basis sometimes. And we just need to stay in touch with that. And so I just figure, you know, okay, hands up, anyone who has someone to forgive, or and that includes themselves. And by the way, anyone who's driving just now, they're exempt from this this hands up thing.
Exercise.
But they, here's the deal. Just over 2 weeks ago now, I discovered that there was a lack of trust from Harry. And he, it turned out, when I felt that devastation, when I heard that and it became knowledge in my brain, I really had to look inside myself and say, how did I attract this? Well, guess what? There's always a mirror image, and the mirror image was this. I had the same experience with Harry. This had nothing to do with absolute evidence of things that were happening in that moment. This was all related to past stories, those little rumbling stories that go around in our brain, some things that look like what's happening now that had happened in the past. And so we carried our stories with us into this relationship. And, you know, I'm gonna break right at this moment, because there's a poem I just discovered in among my little trophies of poems in my book, Soul Talking. And it's entitled Glimpses of a Love. We've seen glimpses of a love we've cherished from afar. We've come a trillion miles to be just where we are. Now we've come together with our bruises and our scars from every earthly battle fought like two broken down old cars. We know this meeting's powerful. It's plain for us to see. But until we both let go the past, we never will be free. It's time to revel in this moment. Right here, right now, we know. Now, whatever we are choosing soon begins to show. Let's choose to take those scars and bruises and toss them in a hole. We'll rekindle all that joy that's been hiding in our soul. We'll choose to light the world with all the passion we can find. We'll see glimpses of a love of a very different kind. When we're no longer dragging all that luggage from our past, we'll create more than a glimpse of love. We'll create a love to last. There'll be no need to qualify all the love we feel. We'll know it in our hearts that the love we share is real. And even with the knowledge and the writing of that significant poem back a few years ago, it still was allowing itself these... I was still allowing myself to be a victim to my past. And it was creating a total lack of trust on either side. And it was time for us now, at this recognition, to face these past demons and voices and set them free so that we no longer jump in and experience our... We could jump in... We're no longer attached to them, so we could jump in and experience our love for each other without the hazards of past encounters and the playing of our old tapes. How would this happen? Well, through forgiveness.
Thing on your mind today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. Prisoner free, there is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Impossible.
And that was Forgiveness by Matthew West. I think, in my mind, what resonates the most is when you take responsibility for what has occurred in your life, meaning whatever has happened in your journey, that it's much easier to forgive. Because whatever has happened in your life, once you've taken responsibility, you realize that you are the responsible reason that it happened. Either you let it happen, or it happened because of things that you were doing. But it's very, very refreshing and enlightening when you forgive, because it's not about the other person, and it's not about the fact that whatever happened was wrong. It was more about how it affected you. And as soon as you can learn to forgive, your quality of life improves. It may or may not affect the person or the people that the situation happened with. And I think that's a powerful lesson, and one of the reasons that we felt it was so necessary to offer like a part two of forgiveness. Because in Mari and our lives, we're constantly in a state of thanking and honoring everything that's happening in our lives. And that includes the contrast of the things that aren't as beautiful as we would like them to be. But it's about understanding that we were responsible for everything.
Yes, and your point about thanking, gratitude does play a huge part. And one of the things that I found myself doing, Harry, was to give that little silly voice, the whispering in my ear, that voice that compelled me to act in a way that was not becoming, I gave that voice a name. I named it Ernie. And I've noticed myself, whenever a situation will occur, and they will, no doubt, for the rest of our lives, these situations will repeat themselves. But I go into that place of gratitude and say, thanks, Ernie. Thanks for stopping by. Now you can go. Set Ernie free. Because I recognize that it's just an old tape repeating from the past. And it's like an outdated computer program. These programs are now obsolete.
Big time,
you know,
yeah.
Get your new computer. And how many times have we heard in our lifetime that we keep repeating the same old things? In our relationships, for instance, going from one significant relationship to yet another, and the same situation occurs from one to the other until we recognize that we've been equipped with a brand new computer, and this computer will not work with our old programs. It's time to give them up. Let them go. Another thing that I do, and I work with this in my coaching practice, I suggest, and this is a very powerful tool, so think about this. I suggest you imagine that around your heart you have this huge metal ring, and this ring is attached firmly to your heart, and attached to the ring are bungee cords that are holding you in place. They are attached to the ground. For every bungee cord, there's a situation, a relationship involvement, some kind of story from your past that is holding you in this spot. Now, picture, if you will, holding on to a huge pair of hedge clippers, and I'm talking about the old-fashioned kind, not your electric ones that you plug in, but the ones that you hold in both hands, and think about it being rather heavy and very, very sharp. And Imagine yourself studying each bungee cord and what it represents and wrapping those blades around it and just snapping it. And feel the freedom that each snap takes until you can now really experience that sort of flying, that feeling of freedom that puts you into a place of now it's up to me. You're now responsible. There's nothing between you and your higher self. You can make a different choice. And I really believe that to be pretty powerful. And I'm just encouraged now to share yet another poem that really, I believe, kind of just wraps this up. It's entitled Journey's End to a New Beginning. When I started this glorious journey, my luggage was heavy for me. One by one, I opened each bag up and scrutinized all I could see. One bag held the end of a marriage, and it took a long time to go through. The man that I loved found another. Now what was I going to do? As I carefully examined the contents of this bag that had held all my dreams, I realized, on close perusal, that this liaison was not what it seems. For so long I had given my power to this man that I barely knew. I had bought the fact that he loved me, but it seems that this was not true. As I emptied this bag, I felt freedom, no longer a huge, heavy weight. Now this type of self-deprecation I chose never more to create. Now I looked in the scarcity bag, as bankruptcy I just declared. As I checked into all the dark corners, I realized I was so scared. What was there to be afraid of? After all, I could no lower go. When I connected to this thought, the light was beginning to show. I just let go all of my worries. There was not left to worry about. Things could only get better. Of this, I had not a doubt. The next bag that I had to look at was the heaviest bag of all. It was laden with low self-worth issues that had caused me to finally fall. For so many years, I had chosen to travel the pity-me road. I felt prey to others' opinions and had taken them on as my load. It had taken a long time to conquer those terrible negative fears which had caused me so often to settle for so many dull careers. Now I am clear where I'm going. I have tossed all that luggage away. I'm a powerful, passionate woman, and that's the way I'm going to stay. Each day now, my life is beginning. I'm excited, and you may ask why. After hanging so long on the edge, I have found that I'm able to fly. And that sort of says it all. So all those memories that hold you in a place of stuckness. How do you like that word, stuckness?
Look that up in your funkin' wagon.
Now imagine you've got the clippers in your hand. Let's release all of these bungee cords, these ties to the past that are serving us no good anymore. And listen to this song.
Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we all step across that line, but nothing sweeter than the day we find.
It's hanging over him like the clouds of Seattle. It raining on his swag, falling deeper in the saddle. It's written on his face, he don't have to speak a sound. Somebody call the 5-0, we got a man down. Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head hits the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, y'all. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble and we fall, bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing sweeter than the day we call out for forgiveness. We all need, we all need, we all need forgiveness. We all need, we all need.
Mr. Lecrae, my mama told me what I was. If I kept all this anger inside of me pent up, my heart been broken, my wounds been open, and I don't know if I can hear I'm sorry being spoken. But those forgiven much should be quicker to give it, and God forgave me for it all. Jesus bled forgiveness. So when the stones fly and they aim at you, just say forgive them, Father, they know not what they do.
Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head is the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, yo. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing's sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble and we fall, bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing's sweeter than the day, sweeter than the day we call out for forgiveness.
You know we need that, that, that. You know we need that, that, that. You know we need that, that. Hey, yeah, let's talk to him.
No matter how lost you are,
Mari spends one morning with Paulie and Stevie, and next thing you know, she's doing rap. That's a swing. It is all about forgiveness. And I think the unique thing is it's not about anything else except forgiving yourself. You have to forgive yourself for the decisions you made. If they weren't what the outcome, if you didn't achieve the outcome that you expected, then you didn't make good decisions. But it has no one else to blame but yourself. But there is no blame. It's just that was the best decision at the best time, and that's how I see it.
And speaking of blame, we also did a show on blame, and I encourage you to go to my website. That's MariBest.com. That's mahribest.com and go to the archives of the shows and check out some of these because they're pretty powerful and they speak into this situation and give you an opportunity to check in and say, wait a minute now, how am I dealing with this? What is going on in my life that I could make go a little better if I only had the tools? And I believe that Harry and I are creating reality radio here because our last show, which was entitled Trusting, was the propensity that brought us here to this forgiveness show, and it is a personal part of our journey. And I know that so many of us have a hard time with letting go and moving on. And each time we choose to hold on to those relentless victim stories of how badly we've been done to in any given situation. Yes, our friends and peers are only too pleased to stroke us and create confirmation of our indignation. And they're not serving us well. It's time to let go. We don't need to remain victim to anything from our past. It's absolutely imperative for us to begin to live in the now, or we will be left behind, playing our own tapes for anyone who will listen, and making ourselves ill. Yes, creating the cancers and all of the maladies that go along with that victimhood. And they attach themselves to every part and any part of our being, when all we need to do is to take back our power and recognize our ability to choose. Once again, give choice a voice.
begins.
That was Alicia Keys, and boy, does she know how to deliver a song.
And I pray for forgiveness. In the situation which Harry and I have faced, there were only three possible routes that we could take. One would be to continue the way we were and stifle each other by our ways of being. Or two, look the other way and pretend that everything was okay. Oh gosh, how many times do we do that to our own detriment, hey? Or three, let go of the past, forgive ourselves and those who were involved in our experiences that had rendered us less than trusting, and begin living in this moment, this new moment now, and free from all encumbrances of the past. I'll give you one guess as to what our choices are and what route we've taken. And thank you. That's how strong my love is, Alicia Keys. And yes, and when I, you know, when I repeated that name of the song just at this moment, the words that went through my mind were, "My love, that's how strong my love is for me." And when I say that, this is not the egotistical me. This is the me that is here on this planet, hopefully leading by example in a good way for others to pay heed to my example. Yes, there's been a lot of courses taken down the wrong road, creating some sort of discomfort. And yes, each time I have managed to find my way out, just as we all do. However, the governing factors are what we're looking at right here. What did it take for me to elevate myself to a place of caring enough about myself to do something as in forgive? Forgive first myself for making the choice to doubt or to whatever that choice might be that brought me to a place of sadness and lack of power, feeling helpless. We've all had these feelings. However, we are so often willing to jump into the blame department and throw it off on, well, if my mother hadn't done this, or if my teacher hadn't done that, and if my husband hadn't done this. It's time. It's time to bring that back. And I know so many times that I've placed blame. I am now free of that. And I'm in this moment right now. And that's how strong my love is for me, such that I will be in a place of forgiveness and understanding. So it goes right down to, you know, being in traffic. Let's just say somebody cut us off in traffic and they are just belting by us and almost clipping our car on the way by. And the first response is a reaction generally to get upset. And now I am finding myself more in the moment of, oh boy, whoever that is so frustrated. They need to get somewhere quickly. My prayer is they will be safe. It's just a moment where we get a nanosecond to shift that energy from indignation to love to forgiveness or whatever title you want to put on it. But hey, listen, folks, we're all in a stressful world, and it's time where we start responding. And when we respond, we start feeling a whole new way of being, and it does lighten up. It makes me feel like, you know, I can have fun, and that's what I'm all about. And I just found a little poem that sort of speaks to this, and it's entitled "People Being People." People will be people wherever you will go. If you just wait long enough, their truth will surely show. In the early days of friendship, they try their best to please. But when they tire of this charade, they might bring you to your knees. I know, because I've played this game until quite late in life. When I chose to let the image go, it brought me so much strife. The people who were close to me were so confused to see the person now emerging, but I knew that it was me. I decided to remove myself and take myself away to places I'd not been before. My resolve they couldn't sway. My truth is clear to me now. I like what I have found. I could scream it from the rooftop, but you'd never hear a sound. It is just that I'm so happy with the me who's learned to feel. My friends can be assured now that the me they see is real. It's called being in integrity, being authentic, being true to yourself, and recognizing, you know, we all have our situations and our weaknesses and our strengths. And the more we look at our weaknesses, the more they are. So obviously the reverse is true. And so I would like to remind everybody before we leave, and it's not going to be right away, that next week we're stepping into a whole new arena. And yes, I do know that we are going to be interviewing Stephen Stubbins, who is the co-executive director and founding member of Transcendence Theater. And we're really looking forward to hearing his secrets of how he came to be part of this amazing group of people that are lighting up our lives with Broadway under the stars, with skits under the stars, with all of the different offshoots from Transcendence Theatre. We're longing for this interview and really looking forward to seeing Stefan next week. And so there's a song, Harry, that that I'd like to dedicate to you just now. And when I come into this song, I'm thinking of all that we have been through in our attempt to be in total authenticity with one another. And this song is for you, Harry.
Within the robe of dark around you, Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I. Best, as in the very best, at gmail.com or on the web at maribest.com.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber.